Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rick Shug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Nichols. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Joe Orsilak. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Morgan. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Nichols and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gerhart hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheets hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nichols moves to second. 2 outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. One out. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsilak is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Allenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allenson hits a line drive towards the mound. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gerhardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Ripken. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Ripken steals second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Orsilak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsilak bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Nichols moves to second. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerhart hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Stone pinch runs for Fred Lynn. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. Murray moves to second. Two outs. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Stone now playing left field. Joe Orsilak now playing right field. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nichols is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Nichols strikes out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 4 in the game. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The ball gets by Nichols for a passed ball. Snyder moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 4 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Franco moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 4 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Rowden pinch hits for Jeff Stone. Doug Jones now pitching. Jim Traver pinch hits for Wade Rowden. Jim Traver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Traver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Murray reaches second base with a double. Traver moves to third. Rene Gonzalez pinch runs for Jim Traber. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a line drive towards the mound. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheets is walked intentionally. Terry Kennedy pinch hits for Rick Shugg. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.